हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। सो लास्ट वीक वी सॉ लॉर्ड रामा एंड लक्ष्मण, दे किल्ड विच डीमन? लॉर्ड रामा एंड लक्ष्मण दे किल्ड विच डीमन? कबंदा। रिमेंबर कबंदा? नो फॉरगेट। हाँ, हाउ ही वाज?
वेरी टॉल।
ही वाज टॉल?
नो नो,
yeah, eye in his chest and a very good, he had, yeah, was like a mountain. So Kabanda was killed, and who was that devotee who gave food?
Shabari.
Okay, so then that we saw. Then now what did, okay, who remembers what did Kabanda tell Ram? Now you go and meet someone, he said.
Sugriva.
Yes, very good. So before who came in the end to meet Lord and Rama and Lakshman?
Hanuman.
So today we'll see the pastimes of Hanuman. First of all, I'll tell you from different scriptures, there are different ways of telling how Hanuman was born. I'll tell you some pastimes. There was this great devotee called Anjana. What?
Anjana.
Yeah. She was from the spiritual world. She was a damsel in the spiritual world. But
she was a damsel in the school.
Yes.
Then she from Saint
yes.
Down he him,
yeah. Yeah, he gave him curse.
She will become a monkey.
So
she
yes.
She just said don't give that curse. Lord yeah. Said, then she became wife of Kesari. Then but they had no son. They
yeah.
Pray to God and
to Lord Shiva. They pray to Lord Shiva.
Lord
Shiva, Shiva. Pavan, I'll tell you how he becomes Pavan Putra. They pray to Lord Shiva. Very good. Till up till here it is correct. I mean, this Anjana, she was, as he was saying, she was cursed by one of the, by her guru because she did some mistake. Can you on the light?
Yes, she did one of his prayers, no,
Miss? Yeah,
because
yes.
There was Miss moving Indra's chariot and Indra's throne.
Okay.
Meditation.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So that Indra sent him and Narada Muni came and told Indra that you have to do something or you will fall down your throne. That throne will not be yours anymore.
So where did you read this story?
Ramayana.
Okay, very good. So, very nice. So then Anjana, she was born as a Anjana was born as a divine monkey, not an ordinary monkey. We see many monkeys, isn't it? They are, but she was a divine monkey, and she was married to a king of monkeys called Kesari. And she was meditating on Lord Shiva. She was sitting on a mountain called Anjana Parvat. Today it is Hampi. Okay. And Anjana Parvat, she was sitting and she was meditating on Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva became very happy with her. He came in front of her. So he was ready to give her any boon. So then she said that I want a son. Lord Shiva said, okay, yes, you will get a son. She said, I don't want an ordinary son. I want a son like you. So then Lord Shiva said, okay. So then this is how Lord Shiva's energy came as Hanuman. And it was impregnated in the womb of Anjana Devi through Vayu. This is how she became the mother of Hanuman. Another pastime is, you remember, can you remember who performed the Putra Kameshti Yajna?
Vidra.
Vishyashringa. Vishyashringa performed the Putra Kameshti Yajna, isn't it? And what did what happened after the yajna was finished? He got kheer, remember? That kheer was distributed to who? Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikai. And what happened? A huge bird was flying on the sky. This is, see, in different Puranas, different pastimes have been given.
Apple was there, no?
No. Apple, that is in the movie they show. It's not in that. No. This is from the... Yeah, that's what. Maybe, but... Yeah. See, different. As I said, in different Puranas, they give in different way. So, this I am telling from how Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they say this. Srila Prabhupada's disciples have told these pastimes. So, this bird, it took the pot from Kaikeyi's hand and it flew away. And that pot, Vayudev, the lord of wind, he took that pot and he gave that pot in the hands of Anjana Devi. So this is how Hanuman has three fathers. One is Lord Shiva, because his expansion is the energy of Lord Shiva. And second, Vayudev, because Vayu was the one who gave that key. Then third is Keshari, because Anjana is the wife of Keshari. So three fathers Hanuman has. Anyway, Shri Hanuman ji ki?
Yes.
So now Hanuman is born. There are many pastimes anyway, but his birth was for serving the Lord. So he is born. And he was a small child like you. And one day, so Hanuman ji was a small, now listen to this, everything will become alright. Hanuman ji was a small child like you, and one day his mother was going outside. So he caught hold of her sari and he said, where are you going? So she said, I'm going out. He said, I'm hungry. So she said, whatever is red, and you must be knowing this pastime, but I'll tell you a nice version of this. I've heard from senior devotees, I'll tell you that. And what Hanuman did is, she said that whatever is red and ripe as the sun, that fruit you eat. So then Hanuman thought, why red and ripe as the sun? Why not the sun itself? So he went directly, he jumped to the sun planet. He took the sun, he reduced into a small ball and he ate the sun. Hanumanji. We can't even see the sun. Hanuman, he went to the sun, he reduced the sun and he ate it. Then Rahu was coming to eat the sun. Then Rahu said, how is this? You eat the sun. I am supposed to eat the sun. So Hanuman said, I'll eat you also. So Hanuman ate Rahu also. And then he was looking here and there. Because Hanuman ate the sun, it became totally dark. And Indra was sitting in his kingdom discussing politics with all of his fellow mates. And the only light which was coming out was from the body of Agnidev. Indra said, why it is so dark here? So then one of the demigods, they told him, why don't you use your Shabda Vidhi? Shabda Vidhi means, just by listening, you can know where your enemy is and you can shoot a weapon, and that weapon will go and hit that enemy wherever he is. That is, yeah, that is Shabda Vidhi. Shabda Vidhi, that is the method. So, yeah, Indra used this Vajra. He used this Vajra, that is the thunderbolt. That is the weapon of Indra. He took that and he threw it. It went and hit the tut of Hanuman. That is why his name came to be known as Hanuman. Hanuman means one with a defect in his teeth. Okay, Hanuman, the meaning of that is Hanuman. Okay, so this is how he has different names. Hanuman, then Anjaneya, then Maruti, then different names he has. Yeah, Keshri Nandan. So all of you know. Anyway, very good. And Hanumanji is so popular, you should know about him. So then Hanuman, what he was seeing, and Indra, he sat on his elephant. What is the name of Indra's elephant?
Airavata.
So he came on Airavata to attack Hanuman. And what happened, because Hanuman, when that Vajra hit him, he caught the Vajra. So when Indra came, he saw the Vajra in Hanuman's hand. Then he thought, oh, this person must be more powerful. Because no one other than Lord Vishnu or Lord Shiva or Indra can catch the Vajra. So then Indra thought that this one must be somebody powerful. So he went back to his kingdom. But now everyone wanted the sun back, no? Without the sun, is it possible to live? So then they all went to Brahmaji. They said, oh, we want the sun back. Then Brahmaji and all the 33 crores of demigods. And Hanuman, you know what he did? He took the Vajra, he had the sun and Rahu inside his mouth, and he went to Kishkindha. Kishkindha, you remember? That place. We are learning, no? Kishkindha Khan. He went to Kishkindha. So he was sitting there, he was seeing what to do with the Vajra, whether to eat it or whether to chew it. He was just thinking like that, Hanuman. And Indradev and all Brahmaji and all the 33 crore demigods, they all came to Kishkindha Kshetra. And Brahmaji came and told to Hanumanji, Brahmaji told to all of them that this is the potency of Lord Shiva. He is very powerful. So then Indra, Brahmaji went to Hanumanji and he said that you will have a very long life. Hanumanji was not very happy with that. He was getting benedictions, blessings from all, everyone. Brahma came and said that you will have a very long life. Hanuman was not very happy with that. Then Vayu, this one, Indradev came. Indra thought, he is already having so many benedictions. I mean, he is already having my Vadra, what I can give him. He said, okay, he will be very famous as me. And he was not so happy. And then this one, Agnidev came. Agnidev came and said that fire will not burn you. He was not so happy. But see, these all benedictions, because you know Ramayana, if you will see properly, when Hanuman's tail was burnt, remember how these benedictions are? See, Krishna, when he does a pastime, he does it so beautifully. Everything is arranged so beautifully. How it helps him, you saw? These benedictions, Hanuman was not so happy. Then Vayu came. Vayu said that you will be as fast as me. Then Hanuman had a smile on his face. Oh, I'll be as fast as Vayudev. Then Brihaspati and Brahma, they started reading the mind of Hanumanji. Brahma came and said, I'll give you mystic powers. And then they read the mind of Hanuman. Hanuman thought, why there is not even one fruit over here? That was going on in his mind. So then Brihaspati said, he gave him a plate of fruits. He said that you take these fruits, and not only that, he blessed him with Ayurveda. Ayurveda is, you can go home. Can you wait for some time? You can take prasad and go. So this Brihaspati, they blessed him with Ayurveda. Ayurveda means the science with which Hanumanji can know the function of each and every plant in this universe. What is the use of any plant? Then this one came. Dhanvantari. Dhanvantari is the lord for medicine. He said to Hanuman that if you put medicine on anyone, if you apply medicine on anyone, they will become alive. So all these benedictions, benedictions upon benedictions Hanuman was receiving and received. Huh? Yes. So each of them gave one benediction. Then, yeah, each of them gave, because I said all the demigods came. I'm just telling you some of them. Then Hanumanji finally he gave the sun planet. The sun planet came out, and then Brahmaji he gave Hanuman a beautiful necklace on his neck, and Brahmaji said that only Lord Rama can recognize this necklace. No one other than Lord Ram can recognize this necklace. That is why when Hanuman came disguised in front of Lord Ram could see that necklace. You remember last week I told that? So that is why Ram could see that necklace. So this is how Hanuman was benedicted, and then Hanuman did this pastime. I'll tell you more two pastimes. Yes.
Balaji, the sun god also gave the same what Agnidev gave.
That's it. See, this is a big list. Hanuman has got so many benedictions. I'm going to the next pastime because I feel you want some more fun, no? So this is a little funny pastime which you will enjoy. You know what Hanuman used to play with? You people just play with simple things and you think you are something great. So you know what Hanuman used to play with? He used to play with the tail of a tiger and the tusk of an elephant. This was his games. You know what he would do? He would rotate the tusk of an elephant like this. He would use an elephant and he would, as a small boy like you. So he used to rotate the elephant's tusk like this, and the elephant, this tiger's tail he used to do like this. And one day what he did, he took an elephant and he took the tiger and he threw it in front of a Rishi's ashram. And that Rishi, he was supposed to be very much controlled. He never got angry in his life. He was very much famous for that. And Hanumanji, he threw it in front of the gate of that ashram. So in the next day morning, this Rishi, he had to go outside with his lota. You know, he had to go outside to answer his nature calls. So he opened the door, he saw the elephant outside. So then he closed the door. Then up till now he had constipation. But now he had to really pass far. He really had to urgently go. So he opened the door, there was a tiger. So it was so difficult for him to get out of the house. So what he did, he went at the back side, he had a small window. From that window he jumped out, that Rishi. And then he went out to find out who is doing all these things. He saw on top of the tree Hanuman was there. So then this Rishi told to Hanuman, you wait and see what I am going to do to you. He told to Hanuman that because you have done all these things, you will lose all your powers. Yeah, you will forget your powers. Thank you. So you will forget your powers, but when it is required by Lord Ram will arrange that someone will remind you of your powers. Yes, Jambavan will remind that. Good. This that we'll see after some time. So this way Hanumanji, what did he do? He said, henceforth I will never play with the tiger and elephant, and that also I'll never put it in front of this Rishi's ashram. So for 1 week Hanuman was a very good child. He didn't disturb anyone. He used to disturb many Rishis, he used to disturb the Brahmanas, he used to do a lot of things. Now 1 week he was a very good child. Then one very nice sound came. A sage came. Who is that? Narada. So then Hanumanji asked, who is this? To his father. His father said, this is Narada. He is the greatest sage. So then Hanumanji went running to him. He said, oh, you are a very great sage. You should give me one blessing. So then Naradji said, you have so many blessings. What shall I give you now? So then Hanumanji said, you think what I don't have, you give me that blessing. So then Naradji thought. Then he said, okay, you become a singer. You become expert in singing. You become expert in music. Hanumanji told to Narada, how will I know that I am a good singer? So then Narada said, okay, you sit down, you sing, I will listen to you. So Hanumanji sat down, Narada sat down, and Narada put his veena on the rock. Nearby a rock was there. So he put the veena on the rock. And Hanumanji started singing very nicely. He closed his eyes and he was singing. And Narada, he also closed his eyes. He was also listening to the beautiful song sung by Hanumanji. Hanumanji sang such a particular tune in which the rock would melt. Understood? If you are a great singer, you can make the rocks melt. You can make rains to come. So Hanuman, he made the rock melt by his music. He was such a good singer. And what happened? Because the rock melted, the veena started floating in that melted rock. No one noticed that. Now Hanuman finished his song, so he stopped. And Narada said, oh, very good, very good. Now you are a good singer. Now because Hanumanji stopped singing, that full rock, the melted rock, it came back into its original position. And what happened? The veena got stuck. Narada said, okay, I have to go back. He removed. He was not able to remove the veena. Hey Hanuman, please sing again. I want my veena back. So then Hanumanji said, Hanuman started running. He started running. He just went away from there. Now Narada started running behind Hanuman. And what did Hanuman do? He went in each and every room. He went to his palace. His palace was very big. He started running in every room. He went in one room and Narada came in that room. Another room. He started going in all of his rooms in his palace. And Narada was running behind Hanumanji in all of the... And Keshari came in between. And then Narada said, you please tell your son to give my veena back. So then Keshari told to Hanuman, Hanuman, please give Narada Muni his veena back. So then what Hanuman did? Hanuman said that Narada is a very great sage. And the dust, you know, when these great sages walk, the dust is there in their feet. The dust of the lotus feet of these great sages is invaluable. So Hanuman wanted the dust of this great sage to fall on each and every room of his house, of his palace. That is why he made Narada to run in all of his rooms, so that Narada's lotus feet fall in every room of his palace. Then he went and again he sang, then Narada could take the veena, then Narada left. So this is how Hanuman used to learn our pastimes when he was a child. Next Sunday, I'll tell you how he went to the sun planet and how the Lord Sun taught him. Lord Sun was his teacher. And how he learned the Vedas and all the scriptures from the sun. And then further we'll see how about Sugriva and Vali. Okay? Shri Hanumanji ki. Jai.